This is Your Questions Answered. The question that came in recently was, what if I feel like I'm doing and giving and focusing and being there for my spouse and I'm not feeling taken care of in the same way? And this questioner goes on to say that he or she, it's not clear, wants to understand how to approach that, that they know that their focus is supposed to be on their spouse, and they feel like they are focusing on their spouse, but they don't feel like their spouse is taking care of them in the same way, spending the time and being interested and just a general feeling of not really connecting. So obviously it's difficult to break this down without the other person there to answer questions. But whenever I hear something like this, I'll usually want to know, what have they made clear, or what have they asked for, or what have they shared with their spouse about their needs and their feelings. And obviously here, it's important to be sensitive and not critical, because if you're going to be critical and blaming and complaining, none of us hear that as well as hearing a request. I would really love if we spent more time together. I would really love if we sat and schmoozed. I would really love if. So the first question to ask yourself is, have I made a positive or proactive request? Not a hint. Some people want a hint. I'd really like to spend more time. Maybe that's not even a hint. That's kind of direct. But there are times when I ask somebody, what would you do? Or somebody says to me, you know, we just don't sit and talk. I mean, we talk about the kids or we talk about things that we have to do, but we don't just sit and talk. And I'll often ask, what would you want to talk about? And the person says, more often than that, I don't know. I don't know. Right. So if you don't know, how would your spouse know? The more specific or the more responsibility you take for trying to incorporate the things that you want. The request is, I'd like to get a babysitter and go out down to the bay and take a walk, is very specific and maybe doesn't feel as good as if your spouse came home and said, hey, I got a babysitter and I thought we'd go down to the bay and take a walk. But sometimes our spouse doesn't really know what we want, or they think to themselves, we're talking all the time. What do they mean? Or they don't realize what your request is or what your need is. And when it comes as just sort of an every few days complaint, we never spend time together, it just sounds like venting or nagging. It doesn't compute, or it doesn't translate to the specifics that you may want. And although you would love if your spouse would read your mind and make plans for the very things that you feel like you're missing, there's a big difference between, I would really love my spouse to do that, but if I say, hey, how about let's get a babysitter and we can go X, Y, and Z, and my spouse says, oh, that's nice, and then I can feel like we're connecting and we can go and do something connecting, that's a very different scenario than somebody who's making those very specific overtures. Maybe we could do X, do Y, do Z, and their spouse is constantly avoiding, turning them down, ignoring. And then there's a much more serious problem, obviously. And the conversation that needs to be had is, hey, what's going on? I feel like I keep asking for us to do different things together to connect, and there never seems to be, or there only seems to be, very begrudging, very reluctant acceptance. And I'm just wondering, is there something wrong? Are you going through something? Did I do something? And trying to figure out, not in a blaming way, in a way that's open to maybe there's something that I did, but my primary interest is in us connecting. And so I want to hear what's going on. So those would be the two steps I would say to try first, making very specific requests as opposed to sitting and just feeling empty or feeling unattended to and waiting for your spouse to come and fill it in. Make some requests, make some plans, try to see what happens when you take the initiative to get your needs met with your spouse. And if that doesn't go, try and have a conversation about why not, what's going on. And if that doesn't get you anywhere, you might need to reach out for further help because there's something more up. I don't know exactly what, obviously, but it sounds like then you need the next stage of some sort of intervention to help you figure this out with some help. Hope that answers your question.